Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Thursday, December 31st, 2015. It is New Year's Eve, the last day of the year, and a good day to take a review of 2015, to look at what happened during that year and where we are now. One of the most significant things that happened was the release of the Planned Parenthood videos. The videos depicted officials of Planned Parenthood negotiating with other people rather nonchalantly for the parts of the human babies that they routinely sever in their mother's womb. They sever these babies into pieces and sell those pieces to the highest bidder. Well, that shocked a lot of people. It shocked many of us. And we thought that perhaps with the Republican majority in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and with the departure of John Boehner as Speaker of the House and the election of Paul Ryan, Planned Parenthood would have its funding stopped or at least cut back. But no, that was not to happen. Congress, in its omnibus spending bill at the end of the year, included $500 million for Planned Parenthood. Everything the president asked for is right in there. Along with Planned Parenthood, another thing that happened, transsexualism goes mainstream with Bruce Jenner. Former Olympic decathlon champion now becomes Caitlyn Jenner in Hollywood, gives him or her, I guess, an award for courage. This was a courageous thing, Hollywood said, but if they really wanted to award courage, they would have an award for people in Hollywood who announce that they are conservatives. Well, fat chance, I guess. The U.S. Supreme Court says homosexual marriage is okay. Homosexual marriage implemented incrementally over time until it is also mainstream, along with transsexualism, part of a long-term plan and a long march through Western civilization. On our college campuses, the atmosphere rather toxic as free speech rights are being curtailed. Students and faculty demand that free speech be curtailed. They say they don't want to be offended. They want everything to be very PC. Mere words now seem enough to ruin lives and careers. Along with that, Black Lives Matter in this campaign, same type of thing. You have to do what these people want or your life and career will be threatened. Hillary Clinton testifies before Congress. The FBI catches her in many, many lies. Those would be crimes for us, but not for her. No repercussions for her so far. The U.S. debt now approximately $19 trillion. It is difficult to chart our course with such debt. It is difficult for us to be in control of our own destiny when we owe so many people so much money. The borrower becomes the slave of the lender, you know. Debt is now at 98% of gross domestic product, and that bodes ill for economic growth. When debt passes 100%, growth inevitably slows down. Just look at Japan as an example. In the area of foreign policy, the Trans-Pacific Partnership has been approved by Congress. They did not read it. They weren't given the opportunity to read it, but they approved it. And one of the things about this Trans-Pacific Partnership, this new, quote, free trade agreement, is that the national security clause that has been in all the other free trade agreements, saying if this violates U.S. national security, we can opt out of that particular deal. But that has been left out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for some strange reason. Climate change, one of the most dangerous and difficult things in all of human history, the president says it is our number one problem. Well, he got his agreement. He got the Paris Climate Change Agreement, and he signed it. He also got his Iran deal through. Iran now free to develop nuclear weapons, thanks to President Obama. Migrants continue to swarm across Europe and the United States, the borders all but non-existent, and a flood of Muslims. Not Christians particularly. They're being persecuted all over the world, but they are not as welcome as the Muslims, it seems. Death of Europe from migration and low birth rate. Poland and Eastern Europe try to resist. Poland has been kind of a bulwark, I guess you could say, in the resistance to all this. Poland now the most Christian country In Europe, the U.S. threatened Poland the other day. The United States said that they would consider moving the NATO conference scheduled here in the next couple of months from Warsaw somewhere else because Poland simply will not come to heel. In Syria, the war continues and Russia intervenes. A Russian jet, an Su-24 fighter attack aircraft, shot down by Turkey. Russia reacts to that by putting sanctions against Turkey, and Russia brings in even new, more threatening weapons, T-90 tanks and Su-34 advanced strike fighters as a reaction to the Turkish shoot down of their airplane. The Saudis continue to flood the world with oil. They produce more and more. They refuse to increase prices or limit production. They are hurting Russia and Iran, but most of all, they're hurting the American shale oil producers, the frackers, because they need oil to be at a certain price, and it is simply not at that price. There is no end to this in sight, so just enjoy the cheap gas while you can. The Islamic State continues its reign of terror across the world, attacking in Paris and San Bernardino. The United States' response to all this rather tepid. We are told terrorism is not a big problem for us. China and Russia move to be included in a multipolar world. They want to be world powers. They develop the Silk Road to transport goods from Asia across Russia into Europe and China. The Silk Road containing rail lines and giant pipelines to transport energy. They are also expanding rapidly their military and moving to establish bases in foreign countries. China moves aggressively in the South China Sea. I wonder why they call it the South China Sea, folks. U.S. counter is weak to that as well. But Japan and South Korea, long-term enemies making peace. See, in World War II, Japan invaded South Korea and they forced the Koreans to provide what they called comfort women to service the Japanese troops, and Korea still holds that against them. Well, they're talking about that now, and the Japanese have offered 1 billion yen, which is about $8.5 million, to Korea to compensate the families of these women still surviving, and so they're making friends because they are terrified of China and what it is doing. Across the rest of the world, socialism takes over South America and then fails as Argentina. Cristina Fernandez replaced by Mauricio Macri. Mr. Macri, a little more conservative economically, trying to undo the failed socialist nightmare that Ms. Fernandez started in Argentina. In Venezuela, the government, i.e. that is Nicolas Maduro, who took over for Mr. Chavez, the government was voted out by the people, but they won't leave. They simply will not go. So we'll see what happens there. Socialism being rejected across South America now. Dilma Rousseff in Brazil likely to be impeached because of the lost decade of the Brazilian economy. See, these things, the way they work, folks, is kind of like this. You know, a football team has a coach that they call a player's coach because he's nice to the players. And as a result, the team loses a lot of games, and the owner is alarmed by that. So he fires the player's coach, and he brings in an owner's coach, a tough-minded individual, to crack the whip on these people. And after a while, he starts to lose a lot of games, and they say, oh, well, we need a player's coach, someone who's a little more reasonable. And the cycle goes on and on and on. Well, this happens in economies as socialism takes over a country, and people come to realize after a while that the largesse can't continue because it's destroying the country. So they change, and then they change again, collapse after collapse. Everything pretty bad so far, isn't it? Well, Happy New Year anyway, folks. There is some good news in the world. Technology is good news, believe it or not. Technology is in a race with government. Governments across the world race technology to see whether the government can destroy mankind, can destroy all our prosperity before technology is allowed to uplift us into prosperity. Government tries its best to condemn us to poverty with its regulations, its bureaucracy, its oppressive taxes, and its wars. An example of technology would be the biotech breakthrough that allowed Jimmy Carter's brain cancer to be healed with the man in his 90s. It's out there for us, folks, if government would just step back and let us be free. It is the nature of the state to seek dominance over the population. Freedom will not ultimately remain intact if we leave it unattended. America needs forward-thinking leaders, leaders who do not apologize to the politically correct demands of the thought police. Self-hatred and appeasement only foster more disrespect. We must find a way to chart our own course in the world as free and independent people. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.